Vladimir Putin says Poland and Romania are in Moscow's crosshairs for hosting components of a U.S. missile shield. Meanwhile, in an effort to get sanctions lifted, Russia appeals to Greece and Hungary. Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news. My name is Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast here at RFRL. Joining me here in the studio is Pavel Butorin, managing editor of RFRL's Russian language television program, Current Time. Welcome, Pavel.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So with the EU about to decide whether or not to renew sanctions on Russia, Moscow's approach to Europe has been one part charm offensive, one part saber rattling. Vladimir Putin visited Greece last week. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov visited Hungary. And European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is due to visit St. Petersburg, where he's invited to attend an economic forum. Putin, meanwhile, issued a direct threat against Poland and Romania during his visit to Greece, saying that, quote, "If yesterday in those areas of Romania, people simply did not know what it means to be in the crosshairs, then today we will be forced to carry out certain measures to ensure our security. It will be the same case with Poland." Putin was speaking during a joint press conference in Athens with Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. Schizophrenia, or is there a strategy here, Pavel?
Well, despite all the saber rattling, Russia has been very keen on resolving this matter of sanctions, the sanctions that the West imposed on Russia over its annexation of Crimea and its support of separatist militants in eastern Ukraine, but also Russia's counter-sanctions, such as the ban of certain food imports. Well, we also know that Russia's economy has been battered by low global oil prices as well. It must be noted that this is Mr. Putin's first visit to an EU country this year. And, of course, it is Greece, which is seen as something of an ally of Russia
within the EU.
Exactly. And Putin is, you know, has been known for trying to capitalize on this, on the strained relations between Greece and many other European nations. And now he's saying that Russia is seeking to cooperate with Greece in the energy sector. Obviously, what we saw there is the Russian president courting an EU country ahead of a decision in the EU on whether or not the sanctions would be extended.
And meanwhile, you had Lavrov in Hungary, which is another weak link
exactly.
in the chain.
Curiously, the Russian Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, last Friday said that Russia would be extending its food embargo
right.
for another 18 months.
To the end of 2017.
Yeah. So, well, the relationship between Russia and Greece is something very interesting to watch now. Last year, Alexis Tsipras, newly elected prime minister, went to Moscow to seek an emergency loan from Russia. He didn't get it. Now, Greece is trying to build stronger relations with Moscow. Maybe there is something bipolar there.
Right. Now, and at the same time, you have Putin issuing this very disturbing threat against Poland and Romania for hosting parts of the missile shield.
In a NATO member state.
But these two countries are also EU members and are going to have a vote on the sanctions, of course. And I don't think we have any doubt about where that's going to go. Meanwhile, we have the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker set to visit St. Petersburg to attend the St. Petersburg Economic Forum, where he was invited. This is raising concerns among, I know, according to an article in Politico, the United States, the United Kingdom, and the Baltic states, as well as some Central European countries, and some members of his own staff are not really crazy about this idea. It also should be noted that Federica Mogherini, the foreign policy chief of the European Union, was planning a visit to Moscow back in March, and as a result of opposition among the foreign ministers, she was forced to cancel that. But we have this schizophrenic thing going on with Russia and Europe. On one hand, playing the charm offensive, trying to get sanctions lifted. On the other hand, they just can't resist threatening Poland and Romania over the missile defense shield. Maybe it's coordinated. Maybe it's schizophrenia. We'll see if it's good in a couple of weeks. We'll see if it worked. Although indications out of Europe have been that sanctions would be extended. Donald Tusk reiterated this last week. Although German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier has said it might be more difficult this time around due to a lot of the opposition that's running.
There has, from what I understand, there have been calls in Germany for the lifting of sanctions, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and Friday Steinmeier was floated maybe a step-by-step lifting of sanctions, but the indications right now that are coming out of Brussels are that sanctions are going to be extended. Okay, so moving on to another topic. Fighting has escalated in eastern Ukraine recently, and we're also coming up on the anniversary of the beginning of the battle for the Donetsk airport. Pavel, I understand that Current Time has a pretty interesting report about a family that's still living in that zone.
Yes, last week marked 2 years since the start of the battle. On the 26th of May, pro-Russian separatists captured the terminal buildings of the Donetsk International Airport. The story we have is about a family whose four generations have worked at the airport, and they essentially refused to leave the area. They were asked to leave the airport on the 26th of May, and they have stayed on. They have stayed in the area. They can literally see the remains of the airport from their windows. But they're not losing hope, and they're hoping that the airport will once be restored to its past glory.
I'm afraid they might be waiting a long time for that. But you could watch that and other stories at the Current Times website, www.currenttime.tv. And that's all we have time for today, so we can wrap it up. You've been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at the stories making news in Russia. The Power Vertical Briefing will take a hiatus next week, but other than that, we do this every Monday, so be sure to tune in. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical Podcast. Joining me in the studio has been Pavel Butorin, managing editor of RFRL's Russian language television program Current Time, which I'll say again, you could watch at www.currenttime.tv. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.